الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا محمد، وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ما بعد. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the universe, our creator, our sustainer, our protector, our nourisher, and that of everything that exists. And we begin by sending peace and salutations upon his final and beloved messenger, Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My brothers and sisters, we find ourselves in the season of fall, of autumn, the time when the daylight starts to fall, the temperature starts to fall, and most evidently, the leaves begin to fall off the trees with all of their beautiful colors, subhanallah. The leaves are a beautiful sight, especially in our part of the world. And as we know, many people make an extra effort to take in the beauty of the fall colors, the beauty which is not there in the rest of the year. When people see something beautiful, they are impressed, and they often praise the designer, the artist, the manufacturer. What we see in nature, my brothers and sisters, is the beauty of Allah's design, subhanallah. The beauty of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means that we should be praising the one who has designed it and the one who has created it. And even when something is created by Allah's creation, for example, when a human being or group of human beings create something, produce something, the ultimate praise should go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who designed the creation and gave it the skill and the ability to design something so beautiful. Today, my brothers and sisters, let us reflect on the falling of the leaves. It seems like something simple. It may almost seem something childish. But indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّ فِي اخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَمَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَّقُونَ. Surely in the alternation of night and day, of the day and the night, and in all that Allah has created in the heavens and the earth, there are truly signs for those who are mindful of Allah, for those who are mindful of Him. So my brothers and sisters, our state should be such that when we see things, they remind us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ideally, everything at every moment should be reminding us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything at every moment that we find around us or that we find ourselves in should be reminding us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, what is interesting, my brothers and sisters, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَّقُونَ. Notice that he's talking about the alternation of day and night. He's talking about everything that he has created. And yet, he does not say here that therein lie signs for those with aql, with those who possess intellect. He didn't say لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ, but rather لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَّقُونَ. So those who have taqwa, those who are mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is not necessarily those who possess intellect, who are the people of aql, who are ya'qilun, who will notice these signs, but rather the people of taqwa will. The people who are mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are the ones who are going to be noticing these signs that exist all around us. So what we want to do, my brothers and sisters, is associate this phenomenon of these beautiful leaves and their falling with thoughts that remind us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that the next time we see them, the next time we find ourselves in this season, The next time we go out with our family to drive up in the Gatineau Hills or wherever we may be going to look at the leaves, we are reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we can do the same for everything that we see around us. And this way, we can always be reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In every state, in every situation, we will be reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us discuss a few things related to the falling of the leaves. And first of all is the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the falling of the leaves directly in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا رَطْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, with him are the keys of the unseen. No one knows them except him. And he knows what is in the land and sea. Not even a leaf falls without his knowledge. وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا. Not even a leaf, and we look around us, and how many leaves are there that have fallen off the trees? How many leaves do we find in our lawns? How many leaves do we find all around us? وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا. Not even a leaf falls without his knowledge, nor a grain in the darkness of the earth, or anything green or dry, but is written in a perfect record. Subhanallah. Imam Qurtubi mentions in his tafsir regarding وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا أَيْ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُ مَتَى تَسْقُطُ وَأَيْنَ تَسْقُطُ وَكَمْ تَدُورُ فِي الْهَوَى. That when it falls, he says, it is said regarding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about the falling of each leaf, that when it falls, he knows when, مَتَى تَسْقُطُ, when it falls, where it falls, and even how much it revolves in the air. Subhanallah. Because when a leaf falls from the tree, it doesn't fall directly. It doesn't fall directly to the ground. It doesn't drop because it is so light. So it floats through the air usually. And then it falls to the ground. So he says that even how much it revolves in the air, this is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something which is written down. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah quotes from Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, and this is also a narration in other places, that regarding وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا, says مَا مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ فِي بَرٍّ وَلَا بَحْرٍ إِلَّا وَمَلَكٌ مُوَكَّلٌ بِهَا. That there is no tree on land or sea without an angel entrusted with it. وَيَكْتُبُ مَا يُسْقَطُ مِنْهَا, and who writes what falls from it. So for every single tree on land, on sea, in the islands, wherever it may be, there's an angel who is entrusted with it, who writes what falls from it. Subhanallah. My brothers and sisters, such is the vastness and the limitlessness of the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how can we or anything escape his knowledge? How can we or anything escape his knowledge? This thought, this reality should give us reassurance that he indeed, Azza wa Jalla, is in charge, that he subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of what others might be plotting against us. And this should give us greater conviction to seek his protection and to place our trust in him. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge is limitless and it is all encompassing. This also reminds us, my brothers and sisters, that no action of ours, no word, no glance, no feeling or thought of ours escapes the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should therefore aim to develop haya. We should aim to develop haya, modesty, if you will, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and regulate ourselves accordingly. That when we think even of an evil glance, when we think of an evil thought, when we consider an evil act, a temptation, a desire that we are about to fall into, Let us remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us at that very moment, and that action is going to be recorded, time-stamped from beginning to end. And that should be enough to deter us to say and lead us to say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, say astaghfirullah, and move back from committing that act. Now I will share three ahadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has referred to the falling of the leaves. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by a tree with dry leaves, and he struck it with his staff, making the leaves fall. So it was a tree with dry leaves on it, as we are seeing, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam struck it with his staff, and as a result, the leaves fell. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that verily the praise of Allah, inna alhamdulillah, that indeed the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa subhanallahi wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar, that saying the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the declaration that there is no God but Allah, and the exaltation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes sins from the servant of Allah, just as the leaves of this tree fall. So saying Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, this makes the sins fall off from us, from the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as those leaves fell off when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam struck that branch of the dry tree with his staff. Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu related that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out during the winter while the leaves were falling from the trees. He took hold of two branches and shook them until the leaves fell, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Aba Dharr, O Abu Dharr. So he said, I am here, Ya Rasulullah. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily when a Muslim servant performs prayer seeking the countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his or her sins will fall away just as these leaves fall from this tree. The first hadith was related by Imam Tirmidhi in his Sunan, and the second by Imam Ahmad. So here again, we find this example being given of sins being dropping like the leaves fall from the tree. Finally, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said that I visited the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam during his ailments, and he's suffering from a high fever. I said, you have a high fever. Is it because you will have a double reward for it? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam responded that yes, for no Muslim is afflicted with any harm, but that Allah will remove their sins as the leaves of a tree fall down. So my brothers and sisters, three examples here of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam telling us of the sins falling off like the leaves fall off the trees. The first one, when we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we do his tasbih, his tahleel, and we do the takbir. Secondly, when we, the first one was when we offer, the first one was when we do the glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, subhanallah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. The second one, with regards to offering salah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam talking about the offering of salah and how it purifies a believer by dropping and shedding their sins like the leaves fall off the trees. And finally, with regards to affliction and harm, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove sins as the leaves fall off the trees. Finally, my brothers and sisters, as we see these leaves, they have surrendered themselves to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of their lifespans. Let us remember that our time for falling into the ground is also near. Just as they are ending their lifespans, our moment of fall is also coming. They are the creation of Allah who have surrendered to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are also the creation of Allah, and we will also have to surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us remember that moment. Let us reflect upon it. And let us prepare for it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who are reminded of Him and who remember Him at all times. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our sins fall the way the leaves fall. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us those who are called back to Him in a good state. Ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. We have some sad news, the passing of our brother, Qasim Ruya. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We make dua for him and for all of those who have returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma aghfir lahum warhamhum wa'afihim wa'afu anhum wa'akrim nuzulahum wa'assi' mudkhalahum wa'asilhum bilma'i wal-thalji wal-barad wa'naqihim min al-khataya kama yunqa al-thawb al-abyad min al-danas wa'abdilhum daran khayran min diyarihim wa'abdilhum ahlan khayran min ahlihim wa'adkhilhum al-jannah wa'idhum min azab al-qabr wa'adhab al-nar Allahumma ja'al quburahum min riyad qurawdun min riyad al-jannah ya rabbal alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure all of those who are ill. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the curer, the Shafi, to remove their illnesses, to purify their bodies and their minds of all ailments, and to restore their health. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. O Allah, please grant relief to all of those who are in pain, in stress, in anxiety, and grief. O Allah, please replace all of those things with peace and joy and happiness in this world and in the hereafter. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Jazakumullahu khairan.